matches. In this occasion, was it a sending off that changed the match?
Certainly had a bearing on it, but I think conceding the goal straight away from us scoring has obviously set us back. The sending off's not helped, but listen, we have literally not defended well from the second minute of the game all the way through to the end, and being punished for it. Lee's sending off, he's cost us the chance to have a right good go. But I expect better with even with 10 men. I expect better than that. I expect us to be more determined to shut goals out and have more energy to go and get something out of the game. You know, at 2-1 at half time, we're still thinking we can go and get something out of this game. But we just, whether we're not good enough, whether we're not, haven't got the right desire, the right know-how, whatever, it didn't happen for us. They run out convincingly.
I fully understand why, Mark. You sound a bit down.
Yeah, I've watched a team I care about, a team I put together, and perform not in the way I would have liked. So, I'm of course am. But say we'll have to make sure we're better than that next week, and it starts on Monday again.
Was it a red card?
Yeah. Had a look back. I don't think he's gone in two-footed, but I think he's gone in nowadays. I think he's gone in recklessly. Turned his back on the ball, and I think it's a red card for me. So, yeah.
And as you say, it's so frustrating because you got off to the perfect start.
We did, yeah, we did. We told them what was coming. You know, we worked on. You know, they're not lots of balls up. The front three and front two were always going to be competing for that first ball, and then they play off that. It was disappointing that we conceded so quickly, and then the penalty, just things seemed to go against us, but we reacted really poorly, and like I said, we weren't damaging limitations, we were trying to get in the game. But when you gift them goals like we did, the third one, 35 yards top corner, that's a great strike, but it's too easy to get in there, and that's what happened too many times today.
Do you feel like you're saying the same thing to us?
Yeah, of course. But say so we can only get back on the training ground Monday and ask them for honesty again. And we can't put in displays like that. I know that. And all we can do is work with the group that we've got and try and improve it and just give ourselves a chance by being able to defend better than we did today.
I take the pleasure in asking it, Mark, but I'm sure you understand I have to ask it. It's a wretched run. Do you feel under pressure?
You're always under pressure, of course you are. No more so than last week or the week before or the week before. I mean, listen, it's what football is about. It's about results, unfortunately, or fortunately when it's going well for you. All I can do is just continue to keep working hard, and I'm sure, and I'm with backroom staff, in turning our poor run of form around.
The easy thing to say is that the goals have started to go in against you since Matt Taylor has been out.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
So obviously we need Matt back in the team, and hopefully he can get on the training ground Monday, Tuesday this week, and hopefully be involved next weekend. But it shouldn't be just because of one player being out of the team, and I won't let that. I don't think that's the case. But I think we have missed him quite a lot, probably more than we thought. For that's not an excuse for anybody. It's certainly not an excuse for me, and it's certainly not an excuse for my defenders.
John Marcus obviously finishes loan spell. Would he be in the market for somebody this week?
Of course, I think so. I'd like to thank John for his contribution, his commitment and his attitude and his willingness to work for the team has been good. So thank you. And yeah, we've got to have a look at what we're trying to bring in. Yeah.
Have you got some names in mind?
Yeah, of course we have. But it's whether we can get them. It's all right going in late on for people, but it's getting the right ones. And we need something, obviously, because John going back, we've only got Byron, Terry, but Rafa, not young Bobby Dow waiting in the wings. But we have to decide, is it the right time for him, or is it the right time for something else from somewhere else? So, like I say, we'll be seeing where we are tomorrow and Monday.
My final question about the defending, Mark, which you pinpointed. is it a matter of just repetitive drills on the training ground, or other stuff you can do?
It is, but I mean, it is. We've been working with a five and doing that. And they still got in too many times when we were a five. A couple. Now the first goal was with a five. It's people standing up and being counted and wanting to defend, and at the minute we're just proving too easy to score against, and if you haven't got a rock to build on, you've got no chance. So we need to get back to having that foundation, and we need to have it quickly.
Mark, thanks so much.
Cheers, Pete.
Mark Kane Ferdinand, what did you make of his debut today?
Thought he was okay. Showed glimpses. It's his first game probably for a month in terms of starting and playing. I took him off because I didn't want him. I think he'd done his work. He was part of us today, and some pleasing things. We know they'll only get better.
How disappointed is Lee Vaughan?
I haven't really spoke to him. He should be. He should be, because he's let himself down, and he's let us down today, and he's got to learn from it quickly. You know, he didn't think it was a red card, but I've seen it, and the staff have seen it, and I don't think we'd ever get away with that one. And he's got to learn quickly, because it's a tough league, and we can't afford people like Lee to be out of the squad.
Against Stevenage, chances were very hard to come by, but today you had your fair share.
Yeah, we had a few, but
no, it weren't converted.
But bottom line, if you can't defend, if you keep gifting people chances and they're taking them, you haven't got a chance. And you know, I think that's at the other end at the minute that my main concern would be.
Thank you.
All right.